that working?
Thank you very much, and thank you for letting me go into a little bit more detail on human decision making in particular, and also the subject of human machine interaction. So human decision making in relation to compliance with IHL is particularly important, as it determines the nature of the information about both the environment and the autonomous systems under their control that is required to make informed decisions. It also allows an understanding of the human factors such as bias, workload, cognitive and physiological stresses, and the wider organisational and command and control structures which might impact on those decisions. It is important to recognise that the AI has the potential to have both positive and negative effects on human decision making, and understanding this and its impact on compliance with IHL should be a key consideration within material produced by this group. It is encouraging to see that the papers submitted in advance of this and during the previous session in 2022 address elements of this critical aspect of human control and human-machine interaction in ensuring accountability, responsible and legal use of weapon systems incorporating AI. The importance of this is highlighted in the UNIDIR paper on human-machine interfaces, which was published yesterday. This states that human-machine interaction remains central to discussions of autonomous weapons. This paper does an excellent job of highlighting both the importance and complexity of human involvement with laws. This is not limited solely to the interaction between humans and systems, but also in the training of those involved and the deployment, involved in the deployment and use of these systems to understand the capabilities and limitations of the AI used and their role in ensuring the safe and responsible use. Your Chair's report from the first session of 2022 also highlights the criticality of human involvement and human interaction across the life cycle of the weapon system to address the risks of unintended engagements, incidental loss of life, injuries to civilians and damage to civilian objects resulting from the use of weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of laws. We welcome the desire to collate and elaborate on best practice measures that can be applied across the life cycle of weapon systems from specification through design, testing, use and review to ensure that appropriate human involvement is employed in the use of laws and to ensure that humans are empowered to make decisions and exert control over the use of such systems in compliance with IHL. We believe that the UK proposal would provide one useful means of achieving this desire. It is also encouraging to see that while there is variation in the detail, there is broad agreement within the various papers submitted to the GGE in relation to the importance of human decision making and providing the means of intervening to affect the behaviour of weapon systems within the weapon life cycle to ensure compliance with IHL. We do have a few initial observations on the papers submitted for this session and will analyse the papers in more detail and provide comment in due course. So on submission titled Protocol 6, meaningful human control is a key element of this paper, and we would like to better understand how the thresholds of human judgment and intervention will be determined and evaluated in order to determine whether meaningful human control has been achieved and therefore whether a system is prohibited. On the Russian paper, this highlights the potential advantages that AI could have over humans in some situations. However, it doesn't go into the detail of the inherent advantages that humans also have over AI systems and the risk that an over-reliance on AI can have, particularly within the complex and uncertain contexts in which militaries operate. And it is important that we recognise both the advantages and disadvantages of AI in this context. Regarding the paper submitted by the Group of 23, this paper makes many excellent points in relation to the nature of human involvement and human-machine interaction in the context of laws. And there are many with which the UK would agree, and others where we would welcome some further clarification and elaboration. The Group of 23 highlights the need to commit to work collaboratively to prohibit autonomous weapon systems that are not sufficiently predictable or controllable to meet legal requirements, and in a manner that addresses ethical imperatives. A challenge here is to understand what would constitute sufficiency in the context of predictability and controllability, and whether what is considered sufficient is different between meeting legal requirements and addressing ethical imperatives, and what implications this might have on design. The G23 paper also highlights that identifying and agreeing requirements for human-machine interaction and human control to ensure effective oversight of a weapon system and allow for timely intervention and deactivation, and having clear procedures to ensure that human operators are informed and empowered to affect or control autonomous weapon systems. This raises the importance of the twin pillars of providing accurate and timely information to support human understanding and decision making, and the means to control and affect the behaviours of that system, and it's something that we would welcome. The Chinese paper does a good job of highlighting the importance of implementing necessary human-machine interaction throughout the life cycle of such weapon systems, based on a comprehensive consideration of the operational environment and the weapon characteristics, and also that personnel who develop and use such weapon systems must receive comprehensive and systematic training with a proper principle-based appreciation of relevant laws. And just some final points. As military systems and organisations become increasingly distributed and interconnected and also interoperable, we need to understand where the system boundary of laws lies, where AI might be applied within that boundary, and what this means for our discussions around human control and interaction. Understanding this system boundary is essential to ensure that appropriate guidance is provided for the design, integration and fielding of such systems to ensure that accountability and compliance with IHL are maintained. Thank you very much for your attention.